Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to our Christmas concert this evening, entitled Birthday of a King. We have a few visitors here with you. I'm going to make you all stand up and announce. No, I'm just kidding. Glad to have you. I'm not going to point you out, but we are glad to have you in our service this evening. We're going to start out with singing the song entitled Angels from the Realms of Glory. It's hymn number 99 in your hymn book. We're not using the display tonight, so you'll need to get out your hymn book and turn if you want to sing with us. Angels from the Realms of Glory, standing please to sing. Hymn number 99. Amen. I'd like to ask Brother Rick Enterline if he would open our service with a word of prayer.
Father, we thank you for this precious time of the year, every year we have as a reminder to us of your coming to this earth as our Lord and Savior. We anticipate eagerly your second coming. Pray that this evening you will be glorified through the singing of the choir and that you will minister to our hearts spiritually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. I am going to mention a few announcements before we continue this evening. I want to mess with this too. There you go. All right. So do keep the Pizarros in your prayers, our missionaries of the week. And over on the other side, this is our annual Christmas program, as I mentioned. We're going to have several groups and solos coming up to play instruments, to sing songs. I'm not going to announce each one individually, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the music and the songs about Christ, because it's not about us this evening. It's about Jesus Christ, the one who came to die for us. And so we want to draw as much of the attention possible to our Savior tonight. There are, before I forget, gifts on the back table. So you can't miss it. The back table, there's a big bowl with all these things sticking out of it, okay? Those things, they're bags with something in them. They are your gift for coming this evening. If you're visiting, no, we don't give away something like that every service. This is special. All right, but please feel free to take one on your way out this evening. If you would. So I think that's all the announcements I have. Well, just a couple more, particularly for the members here. We do have a Christmas Eve service next Sunday It's at 11 a.m. So our 11 a.m. service is our Christmas Eve service. And of course, everybody is welcome to come to that. Do take note, we are not having a 6 p.m. evening service. So our Christmas Eve service is in the morning. We do not have an evening service next Sunday. So please make note of that. And the following Sunday is New Year's Eve, and we are having a New Year's Eve service at 6 p.m. And so please plan to come to that and bring some foods as we will be eating following that service. So that would be all the announcements I have this evening. You are welcome to sing along with any song that the Lord lays on your heart. If you know it, we are here to make a joyful noise in praise of our Savior this evening. But I do appreciate those who have taken the time to practice and to participate in the music of this evening. They've been practicing for a while. And again, it is our desire to bring glory to the Lord. I'm going to start by singing a song entitled Lamb of Glory.
Hear the story from God's Word that kings and priests and prophets heard there would be a sacrifice and blood would flow to pay sin's price. Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory. On the cross, God loved the world, while all the powers of hell were hurled. No one there could understand. The one they saw was Christ the Lamb, precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory. Thank you.
In the beginning, God created the world. Man and woman in his very own image, placed them in his perfect garden, and concluded by saying, "It is very good." But then came Satan in the form of a serpent and deceived Eve. She and Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, and so were cursed in sin and cast out of the garden, out of the presence of God. But before God put them out, he declared, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." A promise that one day the offspring of the woman would defeat the plans of the enemy, Satan, and restore that which had been lost between God and man. In Isaiah we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us." A promise that one day God would once again dwell with man. Thank you. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thine womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. What's that? stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder
time for Messiah's birth had come. Emmanuel, God with us, was born. Jesus, meaning the Lord saves, came into the world to rescue his people from their sins and redeem them from the tyranny of Satan and the eternal judgment of hell. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. But while Joseph thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. If you would now join us in your hymn books, hymn number 86. Hymn number 86, and you've been sitting for a while, so maybe you'd like to stand and stretch your legs for a moment as we sing together, Away in a Manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as how the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along through unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. If you would stand with me one more time to sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem. It is 92, hymn number 92.
Thank you. star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, dimming the light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star.
Birthday.
Amen. Thank you all for that put in effort the last few weeks to come and practice and take of your time. I believe that the Lord is glorified when we do our best, and I think we did our best. And I hope that you've been ministered to this evening in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to conclude by reading just three verses from my Bible this evening that some of you might find a bit familiar. They're found in John chapter 3. It's the reason that Jesus came. The Christmas carols are beautiful, so are the decorations and all of that. But Christ Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world to save sinners, to save you and me. And we're told in John 3:16 from the lips of Jesus himself, "For God so loved the world," that's all of us, "that he gave his only begotten Son," that's Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Our eternity hinges on one thing, one person. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Jesus came from heaven, was born as a baby, humbly, in a stable. When he grew up, he died on a cross for my sin and your sin. And he offers us a way of escape from the judgment, penalty, and slavery of sin in our life. He offers us salvation, deliverance. He offers to change our life here, today, and then for all eternity, to give us everlasting life in heaven. That's how much God loves you. God commended his love, or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is only one thing that you can give truly to Jesus, and that is put your faith in him. Ask him into your heart as your Lord and Savior, and accept the gift that he has to give to you. In closing, I'd like to sing just one more song for you. It's entitled, "Have You Any Room for Jesus?" And it's a question that only you can answer. And if you're here this evening and you have yet to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept his gift, to trust him alone to save your soul from sin and hell, I plead with you, I beg you, accept his gift. He loves you. He died for you to purchase it. He is risen again and at the right hand of the Father, where he is pleading for you tonight. So before you leave this place, come see me. I'd love to show you from God's Word how you might take Jesus into your heart today, receive him as your Savior, and his gift of everlasting life. Have you any room for Jesus?
Have you any room for Jesus, he who bore your load of sin?
As he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter. In the heart for which he died, room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Room and time now give to Jesus. Soon will pass God's day of grace. Soon your heart left cold and silent, and your Savior's pleading cease. Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may.
Thank you so very much for coming to join us this evening. Thank you all that put time and effort into preparing. I think you did a wonderful job. And don't forget on your way out to grab a gift from that big bowl back there. We spent time putting those together, so please make it worth and grab one of them on the way out. There's something in it that I probably don't need, but I'm sure it tastes good. So if you would share that with us, we would appreciate it. So. Brother Jerry, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer this evening?
Lord, we just thank you again for this tonight. We've had to worship you and to thank you for your sacrifice you made for us. We pray, Lord, as we go through this season, this week, Lord, that the people that we come in contact with, that will share your love and the good news with them, Lord. We pray your blessings upon us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.